That is the Packet 8 .net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you tell me to get out. I was out today, and you weren't. In fact, you know what? I've been out a lot recently, and you haven't been at most of the things I've been out at. What have you been doing?
Well, I get out every day, but I suspect you're talking about the protest for Russell Canning. I had deeply considered going to it, and as I was getting ready, I was imagining what I would say to the man on the street that asked what we were protesting, and I was coming up with, you know, Russell's in jail because he didn't respect the authority of the courts to tell him that he couldn't drive without a driver's license. I just couldn't see throwing my support behind that entirely, so I really want him out. I just kind of lost my energy to go.
I see. Well, anyway, I went out there, and it was a nice little turnout because the protest was originally scheduled for tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., but there's rain scheduled for or predicted for New Hampshire at that time, so they rescheduled it. And they rescheduled this within 6 hours. So they had 6 hours to alert people to the new time. And eight people turned out, considering that short of notice, eight people, which is pretty awesome. His wife, Kat, by the way, is on her 10th day of fasting at this point. So she actually had to sit in a chair the entire time for the protest today. And she had a sign that says that, you know, my husband, or basically it said that I'm on day number 10, and then there's this little area where she could write in what day it is, fasting for the release of my husband, Russell Canning. Mm-hmm. And just an amazing group of people. And I actually served notice on the district court today, letting them know we were going to have a camera in the courtroom coming up for his trial on May 14th. And who knows what's going to happen then. Hopefully the turnout that we'll have, hopefully we'll have a bunch of people show up and they'll turn him loose if all goes well. If it doesn't go well, then who knows? I mean, how long can they keep someone in jail on that charge, on the charge of driving without a license? I wonder about that.
He didn't report, too. Isn't that included?
Yeah, I guess you're right. He didn't show up for court when they wanted
to. Which is a much bigger deal as far as the bureaucrats are concerned.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So we'll keep you up to date on the latest on the Russell Canning situation. Sort of actually might be a good lead into this story from The Guardian over in the United Kingdom. Even though it's in the United Kingdom, the story is about America. And it's called Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps. Now, we've talked before on Free Talk Live about how this country has sort of gone down a road towards communism. For instance, we've outlined the 10 planks, ten of the planks, of the Communist Manifesto. I guess there are different versions. There's the 10-plank version, and then there's the other larger version.
Yeah,
but anyway,
there's like a
40-plank or something.
Like that.
But of the 10 major planks of the Communist Manifesto, we have determined, as I recall, that America has reached at least 7 of them. And maybe more partials.
And then some partials and the rest.
Like 7.5 or 7.75 or something like that. Anyway, we've adopted, this country has adopted several planks of the Communist Manifesto. But not only has America adopted communist mentality, but we're also now taking on fascism as well, according to the analysis from The Guardian. From Hitler to Pinochet and beyond, history shows there are certain steps that any would-be dictator must take to destroy constitutional freedoms. And, argues Naomi Wolf, George Bush and his administration seem to be taking them all. Like to hear your thoughts on this, by the way. 800-259-9231. It's interesting that we've heard from people who had ancestors and themselves had lived under fascist and communist regimes around the world, in Europe and old Russia and USSR. And they see this stuff coming a mile away. Most Americans are completely oblivious to it. So let's delve in, shall we? Last autumn, there was a military coup in Thailand. The leaders of the coup took a number of steps, rather systematically, as if they had a shopping list. In a sense, they did. Within a matter of days, democracy had been closed down. The coup leaders declared martial law, sent armed soldiers into residential areas, took over radio and television stations, issued restrictions on the press, tightened some limits on travel, and took certain activists into custody. They weren't figuring these things out as they went along. If you look at history, you can see there's essentially a blueprint for turning an open society into a dictatorship. And that blueprint has been used again and again in more and less bloody and more and less terrifying ways, but it's always effective. It is very difficult and arduous to create and sustain a democracy, but history shows that closing one down is much simpler. You simply have to be willing to take the 10 steps. As difficult as this is to contemplate, it is clear, if you're willing to look, that each of these 10 steps has already been initiated today in the United States by the Bush administration, though I might suggest that they've been... The ball's been rolling since long before the Bush administration.
Yeah, I think that that's just a shot at the Bush administration.
Right.
And I also kind of don't like a British newspaper pointing it out.
Well, sometimes you have to be on the outside to point these things out.
They're on the outside of fascism?
Okay, well, it's getting bad in Great Britain as well.
Worse.
For sure. Because Americans like me were born in freedom... It's an American writing the article.
I see.
Just published in The Guardian. Because Americans like me were born in freedom, we have a hard time even considering that it's possible for us to become as unfree domestically as many other nations. Because
you sure can't tell an American that they might not be free.
Right. It can't happen here. That is the response of many Americans. Because we no longer learn much about our rights or our system of government, the task of being aware of the Constitution has been outsourced from citizens' ownership to being the domain of professionals, such as lawyers and professors. We scarcely recognize the checks and balances that the founders put in place, even as they are being systematically dismantled. Because we don't learn much about European history, the setting up of a Department of Homeland Security... Remember who else was keen on the word homeland, though I think the word in the 40s was fatherland. That was the only difference. Adolf Hitler called it the fatherland.
Yeah.
We in America call it, or I don't, but the government calls it the homeland.
Mother Russia.
It didn't raise alarm bells as it might have. It's my argument that beneath our very noses, the government of the United States is using time-tested tactics to close down an open society. It is time for us to be willing to think the unthinkable. As the author and political journalist Joe Connison has put it, that it can happen here. And I would say it is. And that we are further along than we realize. Connison eloquently warned of the danger of American authoritarianism. I'm arguing that we need to also look at the lessons of European and other kinds of fascism to understand the potential seriousness of the events that we see unfolding in the United States. So, here they are, the 10 steps to fascism. And your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Number one. Invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy.
Mm-hmm.
After we were hit on September 11th, 2001, we were in a state of national shock. Less than 6 weeks later, the USA Patriot Act was passed by Congress that had little chance to even debate it, let alone read the thing.
Right, they didn't even read the damn thing.
Many said they scarcely had time to read it. We were told they were now on a war footing. We were in a global war against a global caliphate intending to wipe out civilization. There have been other times of crisis in which the U.S. accepted limits on civil liberty, such as during the Civil War, when Lincoln declared martial law, and the Second World War, when thousands of Japanese-American citizens were interned. But this situation, as Bruce Fine from the American Freedom Agenda notes, is unprecedented. All our other wars had an endpoint, so the pendulum was able to swing back toward freedom. This war is defined as open, and by the way, all those other restrictions on freedom to me are completely unacceptable. But their point still remains. This war is defined as open-ended in time, and without national boundaries in space. The globe itself is the battlefield. This time, he says, there will be no defined end. And in fact, George Bush and his cronies have pretty much come right out and said, yeah, this is going to be lasting generations.
Mm-hmm.
Generations.
They're scouring the globe for organized crime. It's just, how are you going to stop that? Especially if the organized crime is arrayed against the United States because the United States is scouring the
world,
globe
yeah.
for organized crime.
Creating a terrifying threat, Hydra-like secretive evil, is an old trick. It can, like Hitler's invocation of a communist threat to the nation's security, be based on actual events. One Wisconsin academic has faced calls for his dismissal because he noted, among other things, that the alleged communist arson, the Reichstag fire of February of 1933, was swiftly followed in Nazi Germany by passage of the Enabling Act, which replaced constitutional law with an open-ended state of emergency. And you know how governments are when they've got themselves a state of emergency. They just claim they can do whatever they want. Well, it's an emergency. No more need for this Constitution. In fact, the Constitution has provisions that allow parts of it to be suspended in a so-called state of emergency. But what if they never put it back? War's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll. Free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. freetalklive.com. We are talking about the 10 steps to a fascist America. It is in The Guardian. It apparently written by, I don't know.
An American.
Somebody. Yes, an actual American, even though it's a Great Britain sort of newspaper. They're pointing out in step number one, and this is something based on history. This isn't just someone expounding on what they think the steps to fascism should be. These are steps that have been taken in the past by other fascists. And so you're going to hear a lot of sort of probably some historical references here.
Right. It's one historian's opinion, but we'll take a listen.
For instance, they're talking about how the step number one is to invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy. For instance, back in 1933, they had the Reichstag fire, swiftly followed in Nazi Germany by passage of the Enabling Act, which replaced constitutional law with an open-ended state of emergency. Or the terrifying threat can be based, like the National Socialist evocation of the global conspiracy of the world Jewry, on myth. It's not that a global Islamic terrorism is not a severe danger. Of course it is. I'm arguing rather that the language used to convey the nature of the threat is different in a country such as Spain, which has also suffered violent terrorist attacks, than it is in America. Spanish citizens know they face a grave security threat. What we as American citizens believe is that we are potentially threatened with the end of civilization as we know it. Of course, this makes us more willing to accept restrictions on our freedoms. Number two. And we've seen these, by the way, the way that Americans have responded to number one is pretty interesting. The sort of boogeyman that they've created, the terrorists. I mean, look at Americans with their terrorist hunting permits on the backsides of their vehicles. They're getting very excited about this. A lot of the more violent ones get all excited about going and killing the terrorists, and then everybody else just gets scared because they believe there are terrorists out there lurking around every corner just waiting to blow up some building or harm someone here in America.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that there's some people that would want to harm Americans, considering that...
considering that we're killing people around the world?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Pardon me, I had to sneeze.
Right. So... just sort of the response to number one from Americans who normally would be, many of Americans would be questioning of government. Sort of this, just the history that we have is Americans don't necessarily trust politicians. But for some reason, you raise the specter of communism as they did in the 50s, and then everybody just drops their distrust of government. You raise the specter, in this case, of terrorism, and everyone drops their distrust of government. All of a sudden, these people are being honest with you, and normally you know they'd lie. Anyway, number two, create a gulag. Once you've got everyone scared, the next step is to create a prison system outside of the rule of law. As Bush put it, he wanted the American detention center at Guantanamo Bay to be situated in legal outer space, where torture is able to take place. At first, the people who are sent there are seen by citizens as outsiders, troublemakers, spies, enemies of the people, or criminals. Initially, citizens tend to support the secret prison system. It makes them feel safer, and they don't identify with the prisoners. But soon enough, civil society leaders, opposition members, labor activists, clergy, and journalists are arrested and sent there as well. Now, we're probably not going to see that happen, I don't think, that soon, as far as journalists being arrested and sent to Guantanamo.
Doesn't seem likely.
But we have seen people being arrested and secretly sent to torture facilities around the world who just happened to have been let go and happened to have come back and told their story.
And filed lawsuits.
Right. There have been a handful of those people. How many of them have come back and have kept quiet because they've been threatened?
I'm sure quite a few. I mean, there were hundreds of people in these prisons around the world that we had.
This process took place in fascist shifts or anti-democracy crackdowns ranging from Italy and Germany in the 20s and the 30s to Latin America and the coups of 1970s and beyond. It is standard practice for closing down an open society or crushing a pro-democracy uprising. Which, by the way, this article is mentioning democracy a lot. I'm no fan of democracy at all. Just want to make that clear. Democracy's two sheeps and a wolf, or two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So democracy, not so great, but fascism, maybe a little bit worse.
Worse, definitely.
With its jails in Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course Guantanamo in Cuba, where detainees are abused and kept indefinitely without trial and without access to the due process of law, America certainly has its gulag now. Bush and his allies in Congress recently announced that they would issue no information about the secret CIA black site prisons throughout the world, which are used to incarcerate people who've been seized off the street. So they've admitted to the prisons, but we're not going to talk about it. They're out there, just no information for you guys. And also, with people just being sort of put into gulags and disappearing off the streets. It's happening here. And once again, the typical American response is, well, that won't happen to me.
Sure.
They're only doing it to the criminals, the
right.
terrorists.
How could it possibly happen to me?
I'm respectable.
Yeah.
Right? That's the attitude. And maybe it won't happen to those people first. They'll probably be the last ones. If they ever come after them, maybe the respectables will never be targeted.
I think they've developed a kinder, gentler fascism that makes a heck of a lot more sense, is more sustainable.
Yeah.
Sustainable fascism, which is, you don't want to put people in gas chambers. It doesn't make any sense. As all they're going to do, make your enemy more amorphous, keep him out there on the outside.
Right, because then you're not as bad. If you don't gas people, then
the Panthers skulking around the fort kind of thing. And just tax the crap out of your constituents, and then you can run your big old government into the ground.
Now, there are certainly Americans that are wise to this game. There are certainly Americans that know that Guantanamo Bay is very un-American. It's very sick what's going on there. But unfortunately, the other side of America is cheering it on. The other side is wearing T-shirts about how great Guantanamo Bay is. The other side is yelling.
Club Gitmo.
Many of them yelling into microphones across America. Some talk show hosts, some people that are calling in, essentially saying, yeah, we need more camps. We need to put Muslims in camps. These are people have said that before on this show, callers. And they're serious about it. So the fact is there are people out there cheering this sort of crap on in this country. Is even more scary. Gulags in history tend to metastasize, becoming ever larger and more secretive, even more deadly and formalized. We know from firsthand accounts, photographs, and videos and government documents that people, innocent and guilty, have been tortured in the U.S.-run prisons we're aware of, and those we can't investigate adequately. But Americans still assume the system and the detainee abuses involve only scary brown people with whom they don't generally identify. It was brave of the conservative pundit William Sapphire to quote the anti-Nazi pastor Martin Niemöller, who had been seized as a political prisoner. Quote, first they came for the Jews. Most Americans don't understand yet that the destruction of the rule of law at Guantanamo sets a dangerous precedent for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, and I hope they don't figure it out too late. I really, really hope that. By the way, the establishment of military tribunals that deny prisoners due process tends to come early on in a fascist shift. Mussolini and Stalin set up such tribunals. In 1934, the Nazis, too, set up the People's Court, which also bypassed the judicial system. Prisoners were held indefinitely, often in isolation and tortured. And this deserves a recap. We're going to come back and talk about this, because this is happening right now in America.
It is.
On the way, your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. The updates list is available to you at updates.freetalklive.com, and of course, it's totally free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we continue, the 10 steps to a fascist America. Number one was to invoke a terrifying and internal and external enemy. In this case, Islam. Mm-hmm. Evil Islam and Muslims. Oh, and don't forget the we got more than one now. There's the terrorist specter, and then there's the immigration specter as well. So they've actually gone ahead and created two internal and external enemies, so-called. Number two is to create a gulag, which they've done. They've got Guantanamo Bay. They've had several secret prisons throughout Europe. And they've been sending people there and torturing them. That's been happening. And the article points out, by the way, the establishment of military tribunals that deny prisoners due process tends to come up early on in a fascist shift. Mussolini and Stalin set up such tribunals, and the Nazis in the 30s set up the People's Court, which also bypassed the judicial system. Prisoners were held indefinitely, often in isolation and tortured, without being charged with offenses. That's happening right now in America. Jose Padilla, anyone? Okay, yeah, he was finally charged, but he was held for 3.5 years before they charged him, and the only reason they charged him with something was because the courts were preparing to take action, and if they
didn't
force
his release, and that's
right.
That's the thing is they just charged him with some crap. They didn't even charge him with what they had originally said he did, which
correct.
Was planning to dirty bomb a stadium
yep.
or something.
No such charges. So this is happening now, and plus with the Military Commissions Act of 2006, they've now made doing what they did to Jose Padilla completely legal. So now they can pluck people off the streets, theoretically. It could be happening now. We don't really know. No one's come out and said, hey, we're doing this. But they can do it. It's legal for them to pluck someone off the streets, put them into a military brig, make it so they can't even talk to a lawyer, let alone their family members. They can't talk to anybody. And then put them in front of a military tribunal where they're tried and found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even get to consult with a lawyer. They may not even get to appear at their own trial.
Secret trial. You know, they can tell you the evidence is secret. Anything. They don't have to really even show evidence. They
We're
don't
not
have to show your accusers. Nothing.
We are not exaggerating on this at all. This
no.
is real. The Military Commissions Act, it passed last year, and, you know, it was mentioned in the news. It was talked about. But now
not,
it's happening.
Not from the point of view that we're talking about
right.
it.
So, eventually, the special courts became a parallel system that put pressure on the regular courts to abandon the rule of law in favor of Nazi ideology when making decisions. Step number three is to develop a thug cast. When leaders who seek what I call a fascist shift want to close down an open society, they send paramilitary groups of scary young men out to terrorize citizens. The black shirts roamed the Italian countryside beating up communists. The brown shirts staged violent rallies throughout Germany. This paramilitary force is especially important in a democracy. You need citizens to fear thug violence, and so you need thugs who are free from prosecution. And do we need to even start going down a laundry list of the violent thug activities that have been going on in this country over the past several years? And this is far beyond George Bush. This goes back to the genesis of the war on drugs. It's just been getting worse and worse as time has gone on, more and more draconian, more doors being kicked in now than ever before. In fact, Mark, you're going to give us later on in the show tonight an update on that 92-year-old lady, or 88 years old, or however she was.
Well, they're claiming she's 92.
Octogenarian, what's the noventogenarian?
Something like that.
This 92-year-old woman who was shot in cold blood by the police in her apartment in Atlanta, Georgia last year. We're going to give you the update on that. But according to Radley Balco at theagitator.com, there are over 40,000 armed police raids that take place in this country on a yearly basis. And many of the outcomes of those armed police raids, jackbooted thugs kicking in the doors of people's houses, result in innocent people dying,
mm-hmm.
innocent people getting harmed, innocent people getting arrested, innocent
Certainly
people's
their
dogs
lives,
being shot.
Yeah, their lives being thrown into disarray. You know, there's a guy in Alabama on death row right now.
Oh, but it's all okay, because they're protecting us from drugs.
Yeah.
That's the other boogeyman. So we got another, that's sort of another boogeyman that's out there. It's just, you know, not as directly threatening to people. Anyway, so this paramilitary force is especially important. The years following 9/11 have provided a bonanza for America's security contractors, with the Bush administration outsourcing areas of work that traditionally fell to the U.S. military. In the process, contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars have been issued for security work by mercenaries at home and abroad. In Iraq, some of these contract operatives have been accused of involvement in torturing prisoners, harassing journalists, and firing on Iraqi civilians. I might add that some of the military members have been accused of similar things as well. Under Order 17, issued to regulate contractors in Iraq by the one-time U.S. administrator in Baghdad, these contractors are immune from prosecution. Yes, but that's Iraq, you could argue. However, after Hurricane Katrina, the Department of Homeland Security hired and deployed hundreds of armed private security guards in New Orleans. The investigative journalist Jeremy Scahill interviewed one unnamed guard who reported having fired on unarmed civilians in the city. It was a natural disaster that underlay that episode, but the administration's endless war on terror means ongoing scope for what are effectively privately contracted armies to take on crisis and emergency management at home in U.S. cities. I don't think this sort of has a sound like, oh, well, they'd be better if they weren't privately contracted. Look, either any time you've got people that have been given orders by the U.S. government, whether they're private contractors or whether they're the U.S. military, orders to essentially crack down on an area, you're going to have problems.
Right. It's difficult, especially, you know, with the insurgency the way it's going. It's difficult to tell who your friends are and who your enemies are, who innocent civilians are and who the bad guys are. It's very difficult. And when you're told to crack down, you're told to stop this from happening, you're a 19-year-old with an automatic weapon, there's going to be mistakes.
Let's go for a moment to Frank in New York, and we'll continue the top 10 steps, or the 10 steps to a fascist
yes.
America. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank. What's on your
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing? No,
good.
Your talk is very good. In fact, my question was originally with the debate happening tonight among the Democratic candidates running for the presidency in 2008. I was going to bet that they would not even bring up the Military Commissions Act of 2006 or the amendments that were passed regarding that act that are even more draconian in February of this year. And I just wanted to also say that you're absolutely right. I'm sort of the baby boom generation, so I'm sort of older than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember reading William Shirer's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich as a high school student in history. And exactly what Bush has done with the and the Justice Department with the Military's Commission Act, because they did create the legislation. It wasn't drafted by senators or congressmen and congresswomen. It was actually presented by the Justice Department through the Attorney General with the consent of Bush and Cheney.
So they just handed them the legislation and said, this is what we want, and Congress passed it right through.
Without even seeing the act. For the most part. But it reminds me of Article 48 of the Weimar Constitution that the German jurist Carl Schmitt drafted after Hitler took power, and when he invoked it, it was drafted as part of the Weimar Constitution, but the justification was drafted by the German jurist Carl Schmitt after the Reichstag fire that we know was basically a false flag operation by the Nazis blamed on innocent communists, and the suspension of all civil rights that were guaranteed under the Weimar Constitution were suspended.
Yep.
And what scares me about the Military Commissions Act is the fact that it doesn't just deal with the military. It actually deals with the American civilian population. And the executive can call anyone without any evidence.
An unlawful enemy combatant. All they have to do is set up a little tribunal, which they've done, and if that tribunal says you're an unlawful enemy combatant, you can get picked up and thrown in a gulag.
Doesn't
Thank
matter
you.
If you're
you
a citizen, non-citizen,
yourself.
Or military.
More on the way.
Thanks
no, you can't. You can't. You can't even have a lawyer. It's sick and it's happening now. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to take a look at all of our older products, which are great, but we've got brand new products that we're offering as well. They're in the pre-order phase right now, including the 2-gigabyte Free Talk Live multi-gadget, which is, by the way, limited edition. I think we've limited the amount that we're going to order of these to 100. And so if you want to get in on it...
But they're selling so well, why would we limit them?
Well, here's the reason. Because we're not electronics dealers.
Uh-huh.
And so if we order a batch of 500 of these things, we'll get a real good price if we order that many mm-hmm. of them. First of all, I don't think we could even afford to order that much. But nonetheless, if we ordered a big old batch of these things, and then we sold 75 right off the bat, but then the rest sold really slowly. You know how the electronics market is, Mark. Things get cheaper pretty fast.
Gotcha.
And so if 6 months later we're still sitting on 250 multi-gadgets, then the price of memory drops. We'd have to drop our price, and eventually we're going to have to drop the price below the price point that we paid for the items.
I understand.
So it's not sustainable to actually get into the electronics business unless you're really serious about it.
I think you guys should sign them if you're going to make them limited editions.
They're limited. And anyway, there's other cool stuff like the Free Talk Live hoodies. We've got two different types of that. The new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter and bottle opener combo, and as well as the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the ladies t-shirt, and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order today. The 10 easy steps to creating a fascist America. How many of these have we actually gone through? Well, the article from The Guardian suggests all of them. Number one is to invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy. Number two, to create a gulag. Number three, to develop a thug caste. And these are all things that arguably have already happened here in America. And there are just chilling parallels to what happened in Nazi Germany and other fascist dictatorships throughout the world in the past. So that's
we've been drawing these parallels all along. I'm glad we have this article.
Yes, we sure have. Number four, set up an internal surveillance system. In Mussolini's Italy, in Nazi Germany, in Communist East Germany, in Communist China, in every closed society, secret police spy on ordinary people. And they encourage neighbors to spy on neighbors. We've definitely seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Snitch society gets worse every single year in this country. The Stasi needed to keep only a minority of East Germans under surveillance in order to convince a majority that they themselves were being watched.
Now, I think that I think that the neighborhood watch idea and the and snitch programs in and of themselves are fine. It's the crimes that they want you to snitch on that really are the problem. You know, if you're talking about somebody reporting a murder, I don't consider that snitching.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's one thing, but to
when you're
report
talking
someone
about,
for having a marijuana cigarette or to
or because they're
they have a gun
Middle
or
Eastern or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's a problem.
In 2005 and 2006, when James Reason and Eric Lichblow wrote in the New York Times about a secret state program to wiretap citizens' phones, read their emails, and follow international financial transactions, it became clear to ordinary Americans that they, too, could be under state scrutiny. In closed societies, this surveillance is cast as being about national security. The true function, of course, is to keep citizens docile and inhibit their activism and their dissent. And we've already heard from people on this show and in the past, via email, for instance, from people that have pretty much said, I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm scared to stand up.
Right. They're scared of activism just because they're scared of a crackdown by the police.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen, personally. Through personal experience, I don't see that happening. But
it depends on where you are. I mean, New York City, 2004, I believe it was, when they took people and put them into essentially temporary holding camps in this this desolate sort of pier situation where they were up against, I guess there was the water on all sides except for one. You really just couldn't get out of this particular area, and there were barbed wire fences, and they were just shoving people in here into those places, and there was no process. They just happened to let them out later on if they were done with them. Thank goodness. Anyway, so there have been these little examples here and there, the wiretapping, just more and more over time of how they're watching people. And that spooks people out. It scares them. Number five, harass citizens groups. The fifth thing you do is related to step four. You infiltrate and harass citizens groups. It could be trivial. A church in Pasadena whose minister preached that Jesus was in favor of peace found itself being investigated by the Internal Revenue Service, while churches that got Republicans out to vote, which is equally illegal under U.S. tax law, have been left alone. Other harassment's more serious. The ACLU reports that thousands of ordinary American anti-war, environmental, and other groups have been infiltrated by agents. A secret Pentagon database includes more than four dozen peaceful anti-war meetings, rallies, or marches by American citizens in its category of 1,500 so-called suspicious incidents. The equally secret counterintelligence field activity agency of the Department of Defense has been gathering information about domestic organizations engaged in peaceful political activities. CIFA is supposed to track potential terrorist threats as it watches ordinary U.S. citizen activists. A little-noticed new law has redefined activism such as animal rights protests as terrorism. So the definition of terrorist slowly expands to include the opposition. And they just lightly touched on some of the things that have gone on. We've reported on stories where the police had infiltrated peace groups so extensively that the policemen themselves were organizing the protest.
Right, they were organizing the protest that they were then getting people arrested for.
Right. So this has been going on. They've been infiltrating. They've been photographing. They've been keeping dossiers on the leaders of these groups. And all of this, again, serves to scare people. When the news comes out about this, they get spooked. They don't want somebody that might normally show up to an anti-war protest when they find out that there's a chance that the organizers could be the cops, that there's a chance that they could be being surveilled. It spooks them out, and they just want to stay home. It has the effect of chilling freedom of speech. It has the effect of keeping people from dissenting and being active. Number six, engage in arbitrary detention and release. This stuff scares people. It's a kind of cat-and-mouse game. Nicholas Kristof and Cheryl DeWan, the investigative reporters who wrote China Wakes, The Struggle for the Soul of a Rising Power, describe pro-democracy activists in China being arrested and released many times. In a closing or closed society, there is a list of dissidents and opposition leaders. You're targeted in this way once you're on the list, and it's hard to get off the list. Is this ringing any bells yet? In 2004, America's Transportation Security Administration confirmed that it had a list of passengers who were targeted for security searches, or worse, if they tried to fly. People who have found themselves on the list, two middle-aged women peace activists from San Francisco, liberal Senator Edward Kennedy, a member of the Venezuela government after Venezuela's president had criticized Bush, and thousands of ordinary U.S. citizens. My favorite was the story about the nun, the 69-year-old nun who was getting shaken down every single time she would go to any airport.
And it's impossible to get off these lists, once, this list, once you're on it.
Well,
impossible.
Ted Kennedy probably got himself off, but
I'm sure.
You're not a senator, you can't get off the list. And then there are other lists out there. There's the list that we talked about a couple weeks ago, the no doing business with these people lists. I don't know if that's what it's really called, but there's a list that every business person in America is supposed to check. Now, most people don't, but there are certain industries where they are checking. The automotive sales industry, for instance, they're checking people on these lists, and if they show up on this terrorist suspect list, then they're not allowed to do business with them. And if they do business with those people, then they're in violation of the law. So not only are there lists out there being used by the government to harass people, but now the lists have expanded to where private businesses are being encouraged to refuse business to these individuals that are on these lists, or else receive punishment themselves. So now they're sort of de facto agents for the government.
Mm-hmm. They've been enlisted. They're part of the posse, and they didn't even get to volunteer.
Professor, and they don't even get jackboots. Professor Walter Murphy's emeritus of the Princeton University. He's one of the foremost constitutional scholars in the nation. Murphy is also a decorated former Marine, and he's not even especially politically liberal. But on March 1st this year, he was denied a boarding pass at Newark, quote, because I was on the terrorist watch list. Have you been in any peace marches? We ban a lot of people from flying because of that, asked the airline employee.
Yeah.
I explained, said Murphy, that I had not so much, marched, but had in September 2006 given a lecture, televised and put on the web, highly critical of George Bush for his many violations of the Constitution.
That'll do it.
That's what he said.
I read the article.
Anti-war marcher, potential terrorist.
You're a terrorist because you wrote an article that it was contrary to what Bush is doing in America.
Support the
That's
Constitution?
That's not a terrorist, everybody.
Potential terrorist? History shows the categories of enemy of the people tend to expand ever deeper into civil life. James Yee, who is a U.S. citizen, was the Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo who was accused of mishandling classified documents. He was harassed by the U.S. military before the charges against him were dropped. Yee has been detained and released several times, and he's still of interest. Brandon Mayfield, a U.S. citizen and lawyer in Oregon, was mistakenly identified as a possible terrorist. His house was secretly broken into, and his computer seized. Though he's innocent of the accusation against him, he's still on the list. And I bet you they still have his computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the standard practice of fascist societies that once you're on the list, you can't get off. And the lists are expanding. Hour 2's coming up. More about fascist America. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.